ready to see? Oh, you.
If you can put that on. If you can.
Oh,
no, it's good.
Oh, well.
Hello? Is it on?
Oh,
it's on. Okay.
Sorry.
Hello? Okay.
Aaron, give her Toshin Pei Hei, or I'll see Geffen Schlitter.
Okay, so is that door closed a bit, or it's a bit noisy, and then we're ready to begin. Shkoya, thank you. Firstly, to start by wishing the Olam a Igmar Simchat Torah, and this year when many of our Mishpacha and Eretz Yisrael are under the threat of fire, there's Yidden who are not going to be at home or in shuls for Yom Kippur. They're going to be protecting Klal Yisrael. You know, this year, although Avinu Malkeinu means so much more, it's a different year to normal. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should have in mind Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael and Tzumba Tzor Veshivya. And this year, we should have a Gemara Chasima Tova, a Shana Tova for Gantz Klal Yisrael. So there's three things on Yom Kippur that sell for big money. There's Kol Nidre, Ne'ilah, and Maftu Yonah. Maftu Yonah. So, why do we read Yonah on Yom Kippur? You know, we've been davening, we've been fasting for, at that point, for already most of Yom Kippur. Why do we read Yonah by Mincha? So the mission, what? So Mishnah tells us, it talks about teshuvah, that a person can't escape from Hashem. So I want to start by asking two questions. Firstly, where do we see that that Yonah even did teshuvah? We know that he goes into a fish and he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where does it say that he did teshuvah? We see that he's davening, he's asking to get out of the fish. He's asking to be saved, but it doesn't say that when he wrote teshuvah. And more than that, it's after he goes to Nineveh, he tells them that if they don't do teshuvah, now Hashem is going to bring punishment upon the people of Nineveh. He goes back, he goes and leaves the town, he sees they've done teshuvah, and he's upset about it. He's upset, he goes, that's why originally I didn't want to go to Nineveh. So he hasn't even done teshuvah for what he originally did by running away from Hashem. Because afterwards he regrets that he went to Nineveh, and he's like sitting there and in pain. He says, Hashem, that's why I ran away in the first place. So why do we read? Where do we see even teshuvah? So what are you going to tell me? It's the teshuvah of Nineveh. The teshuvah of Nineveh is why we read Maftu Yonah. But it's called Maftu Yonah. You know, it seems that Nineveh is a side point to the story. This is Maftu Yonah. It's about Yonah. So why would we read Maftu Yonah? Where's the teshuvah in the story of Maftu Yonah? So let's go through the psukim. And in Mitzvah Hashem, there's a lot more than a person can imagine as we read through the Haftarah. Read Hashem El Yonah Ben Amitai Leimar. So the name is Yonah Ben Amitai. Kum Leich Nimvei Ho'er Gdoila. So Hashem Baruch Hu tells Yonah to go to Nineveh because they've done a lot of wickedness and bad in front of Hashem. So what happens next? He wants to run away. Now what's Yonah thinking? Why would you want to his job is to be a Navi. His job is to carry out what HaKadosh Baruch has asked him and to fulfill it. So why does Yonah run away from HaKadosh Baruch? What's he even thinking that he can run away from HaKadosh Baruch? So we know that the Medrash tells us that Yonah didn't want Nineveh to do Teshuvah. Oh. Vayi Oyer. This is the Tikkun of Isai for the year ahead, Mitzvah Hashem. Now I can see you. I hope you'll be better here. So Yonah gets a he's worried that if he goes to Nineveh and do Teshuvah, that would be a direct kitrug on Klal Yisrael. On one hand, you see the people of Nineveh, they're doing Teshuvah, and Klal Yisrael aren't doing Teshuvah. So he was worried that it'd be an indictment against the Jewish people, and therefore he doesn't want to go. Okay, we've heard that before. Fine, but the problem with that is, at the end of the story, when Nineveh have done Teshuvah, why is Yonah upset? Now what would you expect the Pesukim to say? You would expect it to say that the reason why he's upset is because now it'd be a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't say that. It says that he was upset because it shows that Hashem is a kel rachum v'chanun. That Hashem is full of compassion and kindness. Well, that. So it seems to be that the reason why he didn't want to go to Nineveh is because Hashem would give forgiveness to Nineveh. Why would that be a problem to Yonah? Okay, we continue reading. So he goes to Yaffa, to the port. He goes and finds a boat. So normally in the olden days, they would wait until the boat was full and then they would travel. But Yonah's in a rush. He's in a rush to escape. So he fills up the whole boat. He pays for that as much as it costs. Let's just leave. And he heads out. What happens while he's on the boat? As we know, there's a big storm. And the boat is full of sailors. And they're all crying out to their pagan gods, calling out. And they're asking for the storm to settle. And they realize that someone's missing. So they go down below. They pull Yonah up. He's sleeping during the storm. He's basically escaping a certain death at the bottom of a boat during a storm. And they do a lottery. And in the lottery, they're trying to find out who's responsible for this storm. And it ends up, the name is Yonah. So what do? They ask him, what are you doing? Ma malachtecha? What's your work? What are you doing? Where have you come from? And famously, he said, I have one God. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher osa es hayom v'asher habasha, who made the sky and the dry land. So I want to pick up on two nekudas over here. These are all parts of something I'm building towards. So firstly, you should know that at the time of the Brisker Rav, some people approached the Brisker Rav and said, you know, all the problems in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be solved if it wasn't for the secular people. If it wasn't for people selling treifas in Tel Aviv, if it wasn't for the cinemas being open on Shabbos, all the problems of Eretz Yisrael would be over. Everything would be amazing. And the Brisker Rav, he's there and he's stroking his beard. He's listening to what they're saying. He says, I don't know if you're right. I don't know if it's the irreligious people's fault. So he said, what's Uriah? So he said, you know, they came to Yonah, these pagan sailors, and they said, you know, there's a storm. What could Yonah have done? He said, you know why there's a storm? It's because you're the ones bound down to idols. That's why it's happening. But Yonah doesn't say that. He says, it's me. I'm the Eved Hashem. If I understand the way Hashem works, then it's my responsibility. It's the people who are my ma'aminim b'Hashem, who understand the way that Hashem runs the world, it's their achrayus. It's the achrayus of those that understand to lift their game, to be what they're meant to be. Them, they don't know any better. It's up to us. It's up to us, said the Brisker Rav. Another nekuda is when they asked him, Ma malachtecha, what's your work? Someone comes and asks you that question. Ma malachtecha. You're going to ask him, what do you do? What's the answer to that question? So my wife was in the summer in Eretz Yisrael with a group of students, with a group of university students. and they were invited to be by Avi and Hoda Yawais. Now, they lived in Zichron Yaakov. They have three villas on one complex, a swimming pool there, and a beer tap, like, nice, big, three big villas. It wasn't opulent, it wasn't like fancy, but three big villas. And everyone was like wondering, what does this guy do? What does he do? What does he do? So that night, he brings out a delicious meal, and ice pops, and ice cream, like for the ravchas for all the students. And at the end of the meal, they're just going around in a circle introducing themselves. So one saying, no, I'm from Birmingham University, I'm studying to be a personal trainer, I'm in Bristol University. And the whole time, what does he do? What does he do? So it got to a point where he said, I was on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, you know, like you are, from America. And on the trip, I was very inspired. And at the end, the tour guide said to us, you know, if you're not going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, then take a bit of Eretz Yisrael with you. So I took Shabbos with me back into America. And from there, my Shabbos grew, my Yiddishkeit grew. And then I ended up, you know, leaving my business behind and moving to Eretz Yisrael. So someone said to him, so what do you do? So he said, me? I'm here to be a channel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light into the world, to be the best father, to be the best husband, to be Mesakin in the Olam. Okay. They carried on going round. Another person said what they do. They're already doing an apprenticeship for a law firm. This one's saying that I'm studying computer data in Leeds University. So then someone said again, so what do you do? Me? I'm here to be a channel of Hashem's light into the world, to be Mesakin myself, to be the best father, to be the best husband. Does that answer your question? So this time the student said, no, not really. So he said, oh, you mean to ask me how I make money? That's a different question. There's what I do, and there's how I make money. What I do is who I'm meant to be in the world. To be the best father, to be the best husband, to prove myself. And then it's how I make money. It's one of my responsibilities I have. But that's not what I do. When they ask Yonah, who are you? Ma melachtecha? Ma melachtecha? And what does he say? Ivri anoichi. Ivri anoichi. As we say in Brich Shemei, Ana avda d'kutcha b'richo. The song of the Yom Tov, Ana avda d'kutcha b'richo. You're saying, who are you? Ana avda d'kutcha b'richo. This is my primary focus in the world. Everything else is secondary to Ana avda d'kutcha b'richo. We go weiter. And they're scared. Yonah says, chuck me into the water. Chuck me into water. It's all because of me. This is happening. It's my fault. It's my responsibility. This is why. So he goes. He's thrown into the water. It's the storm stops. The storm stops. Yonah gets swallowed by one fish. Then he goes into another fish. And in that place, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be let out. The fish spits out Yonah, and then he goes to Nineveh. He tells them to teshuva. They do teshuva, and it's a 40-day process. 40 days is Elul till Yom Kippur. 40 days is also the cycle of Tahara. And after that, people forget about the last chapter. So Yonah is sitting there after the people of Nineveh have done Teshuvah. And what happens? He's in anguish. He's upset. He's upset. He says, Hashem, I want to take my life. I'd rather be dead than alive. Does it sound like he's done Teshuvah? He's regretting that he went to Nineveh and told him to Teshuvah. Hasn't done Teshuvah. And then what happens after that? So Hashem, Yiman Hashem Lekim, Ki Koyen, V'yam Le'al Yonah. So it says in the passage before that, V'yas Le'ishom Sukkah. So he's already sitting in a sukkah. He's already sitting in some sort of shade. And then Hashem brings a Ki Koyen, in some sort of large plant, over Yonah. Why does Hashem bring another large plant over Yonah? He's already got shade. We always read as he gives shade to Yonah. Yonah's already sitting in some sort of sukkah, so he's got shade. But then he provides him shade. And then overnight, a worm comes along and eats up the plant. And once again, Yonah is left without this plant over, which is over the sukkah. And he says, he says again, I'd rather die than live. Yonah, what's your problem? Why are you so upset about this plant? You care so much about this plant. And you don't care about the people of Nineveh, over 100,000. what's going on over here? What is the story of Yonah? What's he trying to tell us? The beginning, where's he trying to run away from? And then what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nechama at the end of the story? And the answer is like this. Yonah is Yonah ben Amittai. Amittai means I stand for truth. I stand for truth. And Yonah has an existential question. His question is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are asking me to go to Nineveh and ask him to do teshuvah. Now, Yonah found that a challenge. He's the Ish Emes. He says what? So a person can do whatever they want in the world and they'll be fine? Where is justice in the world? Does life have any purpose if someone can just do whatever they want and then they'll get teshuvah? You know, imagine someone does something terribly wrong. And then they're standing there in court with the defender and the prosecutor, and the person who's been the victim says, the judge says, nah, there's no law and order here. The person says, I'm sorry, and he'll get away with it. How does that make sense? How disappointed would you feel? But it's more than that. In that moment, Jonas asks himself, if I live my whole life doing whatever I want, where there's no schav o'inosh, then what's the purpose of living itself? What's the purpose? Just living every day? There's no purpose in living if there's no schav o'inosh. And therefore he wants to run away. Wait, Hashem, you give me a mission? Oh, what's the big deal of a mission? I'm just going to run away. So he goes to the ship and there's a storm brewing. You go down to the bottom of the ship because what's the purpose anyway of living? So they say, oh, you know, it's your fault. He says, fine, I don't care, just throw me off the ship. It doesn't matter, because if Hashem is telling me to go to Nineveh and ask him to teshuvah, then there is no purpose, there's no meaning. So he's there at the bottom of that boat, and he realizes that he's stuck. He says, no, Hashem, I'm going to go to ask him to teshuvah. So he goes to Nineveh, he asks him to do teshuvah, but then he's like stuck in that same quandary like he was before. What is the purpose? What's the purpose if people can just do whatever they want? He says, Toiv, let me just die. Let me just die rather than being alive. What do I need to go through this pain of the world for if there's no purpose in it? So what does Hashem answer to that question? Yonah has just seen Nineveh. Nineveh was part of the Assyrian Empire, and who were corrupt, who were immoral, and Hashem has been makabel with that teshuvah. So he's got a problem. How does that work? And it's interesting, Yonah himself says, when Hashem asks him, what's your problem? He says, ki yodati, ki ato el chanum v'rachum. I know that you're chanum v'rachum, erech apayim v'rav chesed. It doesn't say emes. It doesn't say emes. Because Yonah is saying, it's not emes. It's not justice. You're rav chesed, you're very kind. But then, where's the emes? Where's the justice of the world? You're just letting people do whatever they want. There's no justice. So what's Hashem's answer to that? So Hashem puts a shade over Yonah, and then a worm comes along and eats it up, and Yonah gets upset. What's going on over here? What's the conversation between the shade and the worm? So there's Rabbi Fuhrman explained this. He said, can you imagine the worm going to the plant and saying, you know, where do you come from? What's your right to exist? Where do you come from? So you come from a seed. But there is no seed. All I see is a plant. I don't see anything else. So what's the plant's defense? The plant says, I have no seed anymore, you're right. But look where I'm heading towards. Look where I'm heading towards. And in that moment, because of that defense, the worm has compassion on that plant. Which means to say that if you ask us, what right do we have to exist in the world? I don't know. What right do we have? Well, we're going to go to Hashem and say, you know, I want to be better this year. Hashem says, I don't need you to be better. It's Hashem's infinite. Hashem doesn't need me. So what then? It's saying, this year I'm going to live for you, Hashem. Look where I'm heading towards. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to live for your vision of the world. And because of that, Jonah sees that there's a time for justice, but also there's a place for the chanun, the rachum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of where the person is heading towards. So it doesn't mean Hashem just forgives. Hashem looks at the person where they're heading towards. And the past can be wiped out when the person is heading towards something greater in the future. In fact, the word rachum comes from the word of a rechem. A rechem is the potential that's going to come out. The future, in that moment, what is there? There's nothing. Does it have a right? No, it has no right. But what's going to come out is something unbelievable. The potential for Chaim, the potential to do something amazing in the world. So that's when Yonah understands, I understand now. That it's not about just Hashem just forgiving. There's purpose because of what's about to come from the sincerity of that person by saying, I want to move closer towards you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't look at my past. Look where I'm heading towards. So the Vilna Gaon, he adds another layer into the story. The Vilna Gaon says that the story of Yonah is really the story of me and you. He says that the story of Yonah is the story of our neshama. That each and every one of us was sent down to this world with a mission. We were sent down to this world with a mission, with a purpose. Each and every one of us were given a specific tafkid in the world to achieve, to become, to use all of our capabilities, our unique attributes, our personalities, to be who we are, and to be significant to other people, to make a difference to other people. But we choose a life of comfort. We choose to run to something more superficial. Yonah has been given a mission by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to Nineveh. It's difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. So Yonah said, that's too much. I prefer comfort. And he wants to escape the world of people running towards escape, which is much easier. It's much easier. It's comfortable. But that's not pleasure. And he's there on the boat. And there's a storm at sea. And he's trying to run away. Where we go through life and there's things that shake us up sometimes. And that's Hashem saying, like, you have a mission in the world. But Neshama continues to be asleep at the bottom of a boat, not waking up. And the sailor comes, says the Vilna Gaon. The sailor is the Yetzer Tov, knocking on the door, saying, wake up, you have a mission in the world. Do you not see what's going on? Do you not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's like screaming at us? Come closer. Come closer. Like, come closer. Wake up. Like, Klal Yisrael, do you not see what's going on right now in the world? Do you not see that we can't be the same anymore? And Yonah has that moment where he wakes up. He has a moment. And goes to the top and they ask him, he says, even Noichi, but then, it's too much. It's going to take effort. I'm going to have to change things about myself. I'm going to have to do something. And he says, leave me alone. And he goes deeper and deeper and deeper to the bottom of the sea. And it's that place where he hits rock bottom. He cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he realizes, I have a mission. I have purpose. I need to go towards my tafkid in the world. And that's why the Vilna Gaon says that we read the story of Yonah on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, it's not about, of course we say the vidui about the past, but more than that, is Maaseh Ish Ufkudosoi. What's our purpose in the world? What are we living for? What's my unique tachlis? How can I give of myself towards other people? What parts of myself? You know, I was hearing yesterday, you know, during the last year, people showed up in all different ways. Someone had a barbershop, they went to the front lines and they gave all the soldiers there a haircut. Someone had an ice cream truck, they used the ice cream truck to give out lollipops. Everyone showed up in who they are. There's something there for every year to give to Klal Yisrael. Because it's using my sincerity, using my realness, by showing up. Hashem says, you're here. This is, you have something to give to the Klal Yisrael. You have something to give to Klal Yisrael. They say about Rabbi Ruchem, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. It was the shortest speech ever. Rabbi Shraga Feivel, many Gedolim came out of his yeshiva. He clapped on the bima and he said, Maaseh Ish Ufkudosoi. the story of a man and his divine command in the world. Maise Ishuf Kudasoi. That all of us, that Musa of I have my unique tachlis and I need to head towards that. Just want to end off with two ideas. The first one is we say in davening on Yom Kippur by Elokai Netzor, Ad shelo nitzarti eini kedai, which means before I was created, it wasn't fitting for me to be created. So they ask, how could it be that you could be deserving, you can't be deserving to be created before you're created? What does it mean? Before I was created, it wasn't fitting for me to be created. What does that mean? Ad shelo nitzarti eini kedai. So he explained that before I was born, there was no reason for me to come into the world. But the moment that I came into the world was the exact moment that Hashem said that the world can't exist without me. But once I now come into the world, Hashem says the world can't exist without me and you. If we're here, then we have our unique purpose in the world. I just want to end off with this story that happened this week. So some of you know that my brother-in-law was Niftar a year ago. A year ago and two weeks. So when he was born, he seemed like a regular child. And after 2 years, my in-laws recognized that he had some like paralyzed movement in his arm. And at the same time, there was another family in Golders Green who had a child with more special needs. And they grew up first year or two, they were close, talking to one another, supporting one another. At the age of two, both families realized that there's no school really for them in Golders Green. Mm-hmm. So they started a school called Tafkid. So the school Tafkid would be for kids who are mainstream and for kids with extra needs. And they would be side by side, looking after one another, caring for one another in this school called Tafkid. And they grew up, each went their different ways. And my brother-in-law, a year ago and two weeks, he didn't wake up one morning. It's a very difficult year, as you might imagine, might not imagine. And this week, this other child was Nifta. He didn't wake up. Just exactly the same. He went to sleep, healthy, and didn't wake up the next morning. Two families who made Tafkid, and their kids died 1 year apart. 1 year apart, but it doesn't finish there. So this kid Nuchi, Halpern, was supposed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but because of the flights, they decided to bury him out tonight here in England. So he's part of the Hadas. So they took him to Chesant. Now Chesant's a large place, and there's very many different places that you could be buried in Chesant, and the Oval Shmulik is walking with the mace, and my father-in-law is very close to him, behind, supporting. And as they get closer and closer to where they've prepared the kever, they realize that my brother-in-law and this child are on the same row. Unbelievable. Two neshamas that were brought into the world. That Tafkid school came through as a result of Tafkid purpose and mission. And the father wrote the night before the Levaya that some children, the purpose of a child is to bring out the best in their parents, to accept and to love. That's what they did. And some children, they achieve their Tafkid through themselves. And some children, through what they do in the world, through other people, is how they achieve their Tafkid. And those two kids who came down to this world, as two neshamas, who knows where they came from, but they were, for sure, they were intertwined in their story, in their journey, 1 year apart, buried right next to each other. Hashem gave them their nechama and that they were buried next to each other. But each of us, v'zoicha to live, v'zoicha to have a tafkid, to have a purpose. And Yom Kippur is a time where we realize, like, who am I? If we are noichi on after the kutsha b'richu, that I have a purpose, I have a role. On the Abdu Kutchubrichu, this is my center, my focus of what I live for in the world. This is who we're meant to be. We should be zeicha of Yom Kippur to feel the simcha of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur is a day which is a Yom Tov. It's a day where we enjoy it. It's a joy of tahara, of kapara. Hashem says, I wipe away the past because I look towards where you're heading. I look towards where you're heading. And we are zeicha to have that closeness that every year we come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that feeling of simcha. And then we go from there into sukkahs, where we sit in the sukkah, we're feeling the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, berukudim, and we should zeicha, each and every one of us, to fulfill who we're meant to be in this world. Amen.
Amen.
רב יחדש מרבו, כל משיחי.
אומר.
חייב יכול אחד אחד בית ובית ובית מה קובי מומעי.
אומר.
רבו, 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 אין לכל שבר מכן וכן שלחם וכן נבריך ומזן נבריך ובכל ביקנו עבודנו ושמע בר ומומי.
אמן.
יאי שמר ושמע אתה נכויר ומה כל יצאו ומומי.
אמן.
זה השורם ומומי וברכו נפש ומומי.
אמן.